Morning, welcome to Walters & Hunt. How can I help you?
Glorana, just let me in.
You know the drill, sir.
All right. I've an appointment with Mr. Sands.
So, Nianto, how is it?
Don't ask.
Doors open.
Nianto, made it back.
Apparently so. Jesus, what happened to your head?
Fell down the stairs. How was the outing?
Oh, you know, Kieran, are you sure you should be here?
Why not? I've no excuse for bunking off. I heard it pee down on you lot.
What about... Do you think Glorana's 9 o'clock nicotine fix is overdue?
That's where I'm headed. You know how she gets.
Okay. Maybe he's overdue already.
Doors closing.
No! Hold on! Room for one more!
Thomas, what are you doing?
Back.
Going up.
That young Alan Tutty saw sense. Yvonne was clearly losing it when she gave me the push.
Right.
I heard you found the new tech too hot to handle, huh? Better an experienced finger on the trigger, eh? Rather tasty little popguns, by all accounts.
Tasty? Injuries, fatalities.
It reminds me of the old days. Get tough or get dead. Speaking of which, you hear about poor old Pippa, eh? So much for alternative medicine.
Alien acquisitions.
Right, this is me. Back in the old saddle.
Next stop, top floor.
You off upstairs to see your nibs? A debrief, eh?
Something like that, yes.
That's a boy, Jones. Never thought you had it in you.
Going up.
Ah, Nianto. Close the door. I've got something for you.
Does no one know?
I beg your pardon?
About yesterday. About the massacre?
Massacre? Don't be so dramatic. The equipment was untested. That was rather the point of running the tests.
People died.
Because they weren't trying hard enough. Look at you. You survived. You're obviously capable of handling much more responsibility than I thought.
What?
Here. I've made it official. From a lowly researcher to junior field agent. Grade 4, subgrade 2. With immediate effect. That's a 6% increase to basic and automatic entry to the management bonus scheme. Backdated to start last week.
You think this makes up for sending me on the training mission from hell?
Oh, don't tell me it didn't leave you feeling incentivised. I saw the flush in your cheeks when you fired that weapon.
Incentivised? All I cared about was not dying.
Exactly. See what I mean? Now, we are looking at a pretty healthy bonus pool next month. Especially now we got fewer redundancy payouts to worry about.
Is that what it was all about? Thinning out the staff? Sending us off with those things to be killed.
Why would I do that? There are much more efficient and less expensive ways of getting rid of people. Oh, which reminds me, subsistence allowance has been reduced to £10 per diem and accounts will need receipts for any meals purchased on the away day.
I can't even...
Nianto, remember what I said yesterday? You need to trust me. Now, you've had an exhausting 24 hours. Take a day in lieu. I've got Pierce back to handle the weapons.
Yeah, about that.
Swiss Mountain Air did him the world of good. Take a leaf from his book and have a breather. Go home. Come in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed tomorrow. You'll be my eyes and ears on Tommy and his team. They've been given their new weapon review objectives. I'd like you to make sure they're not wasting my time and money on distractions.
Sorry, can I just check? You've given me a promotion.
That's what we do at Torchwood. Let the brightest shine. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Torchwood. It's taken the best part of a month, but I've almost got things running how they should be. How they should have been all along. Every adjustment I've made has been to the good.
Morning, Rachel.
Bring a sick old dog in from the cold and he'll be ever so grateful, ever so loyal.
Looking forward to your debrief, Tommy.
That's what they all say.
And some people do like having old familiar things around them, however much they might stink. And others,
Well, they can be made to forget certain things were ever there. That they were ever lost at all. Retcon's a wonderful thing.
Kieran, how's our special project?
Checking out a new lead, Miss Allen.
Good work. Glad to see those bandages are off and we can see your handsome face once more.
Tricky thing, Stairs.
Yes, it won't be long now before this place really starts making a difference. I am Rachel Allen, and I am Torchwood.
There's just one final irritating itch still left to scratch.
Julius. It is Julius, isn't it? I just want you to know I realise you've done your best. In fact, I'm flattered they'd send you after me. An alpha-level assassin. I know the importance of details. Sometimes it takes footwork to get the job done. Sometimes you have to meet people face to face. Well, that's where my strength lies. After all, I'm a people person. People are what I'm best at. Oh no. Looks like you've got me. I've nowhere else to run.
Nothing personal, Miss Hartman.
Thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am. Nice to have a client who's on time.
Well, I pride myself on my organisational skills. How to get a corporate hitman off your back? Hire a freelancer. They're always just that little bit hungrier. Ah, here we are. Cash cards.
Thank you, Mum.
And thank you for your faith. Here are the pins, all necessary IDs. We'll probably have an hour before they realise Julius hasn't checked in and cancelled them all. We can get 15,000 in cash if we make the withdrawal at this bank.
5 for you, 10 for me. As agreed.
Absolutely. A little something to get me started. Tell me, where do you buy your mobile phones?
My, oh my. Lock and load, everybody.
Well, that seems to work.
Enjoying yourself, boys?
Oh, yes. Hold fire. Captain on deck.
Oh, please, do carry on. I just need to borrow Yanto. Now, don't enjoy it too much, Thomas. We don't want you going off half-cocked.
Yeah, Miss Allen, you are a tonic.
Rachel, is this memo right? You want all these weapon programs brought forward?
Yeah. I hope there won't be a problem with that.
No. If we've got everyone on it, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I want you to take control of this area for me too. The deep space mapping and tracking systems.
I thought Kieran was on this.
I've given Kieran a special project. A spot of tidying up. Right. I want the searchlight program focused on these sectors. Any of these signature energy traces. Any passing spacecraft fitting these identification criteria. Any trace at all of these particular life signs. I want to know as soon as we get a lock on anything that originates from here.
Planet Triple X.
Planet Triple X. It's now our number one priority target.
I see. Triple X. Why is it called that then? Are the aliens there really sexy?
No.
I'll take the office space. One afternoon is all I'll need. Cash. Yes, I'll be paying in cash.
Oh, faux leather. But it'll do for now.
Reception?
Can you send in some fresh coffee?
There's only instant. You have to get it from them.
Oh, forget it. Yes, I can tell you're having a bad day, so do tell Philip I called. Thank you so much. Yes, it has been a long time. No, he's dead. No, he's dead too, I'm afraid. And so is she. Oh, of course you know. You killed her. All right. Not to worry. Ciao for now.
So that's 2 dozen MK-47 automatic self-loading machine pistols, bazooka attachments, self-targeting plasma grenades, let's say 50. Should anyone wish to lay their hands on all of those items, how much would that come to?
That's 20,000.
I see. And should I be the one wishing to lay my hands on them? How much would it come to for me?
18.
Oh, Hank. Oh, I've put so much business your way over the years. 10% discount. I think we can do a little better than that.
10,000 cash.
Oh, that's more like it. Now, Hank, do you remember the underground office where my predecessor liked to do business?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, it's been closed for years, and yes, I do still have a key. So, I'll see you there at one. Oh, these are just what I'm after. Nothing too sophisticated. One can overcomplicate the basic requirements of a machine that kills people. But this should do. Now, my end of the deal. This is all I have. 3,700 cash on deposit. Take it or leave it. If you could bring the rest of the weapons here, I'll do the same with the balance.
Miss Hartman, these days you are a risky proposition.
Dealing with me has always had risk attached. It's just that before today, you knew exactly what that risk was. Isn't it more exciting this way?
I like you, Miss Hartman.
Of course you do.
I'll see what I can do.
And so he did. All over, 60 quid highlights. Dina won't be going to one of those parties again in a hurry. It's not what they're used to in accounts. Yanto? Hello? Anyone in there?
Sorry. I find it relaxing. Watching the beans.
You've not been the same since you went on that jolly.
It was not a jolly.
Yeah, well, it might not be you that's changed. It's this place. Listen, Yanto, have you got a minute? Well, there's no one else about.
If it's about you trying to get that salsa night started again, I'm sorry, I just don't see how I can fit it in. Rachel's given me a ton of projects to review and...
No, it's not that. I wanted to ask, can you be my reference? You know, if it comes to it.
Reference? You're not thinking of leaving.
I need to.
What are you two whispering about?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Rachel was after you, Yanto.
Can't get enough of him.
And Samir on the door was looking for you.
Yeah, I asked him to cover.
Just 10 minutes, was it?
Yep.
And how long's it been?
Tell him I'll be 10 more.
Sure. Ooh, fresh coffee. Cheers, Yanto.
Poor sod. I forgot and mentioned Dean yesterday. He just went blank.
What's kinder? That or remembering your boyfriend exploding? Oh, you can't leave, G. What I talk to?
It's not the same since Madame Bossy Boots took over. I miss her.
Yvonne, You miss Yvonne? You didn't say that, would you?
Yeah, but you knew where you were with Yvonne. Not dead, mainly.
It's dangerous work at Torchwood. People do die.
Yeah, but not when they're off on a field trip. There are rumours, but nobody's saying for sure. Now, everyone who came back's been retconned, apart from you. Or have you, Ianto? What happened out there?
If you needed to know, Rachel would tell you. I don't want to get you in trouble.
The gym I go to in Docklands is looking for a receptionist. Oh, think of all those sweaty city boys.
Oh, you can't go. You can't abandon me.
Deadline for applications is the end of this week.
Please, G, think about it.
I can think about it and still apply.
People don't just leave Torchwood. You know that.
I can quite understand that it's not what you're used to.
How much longer, Miss Hartman? How much longer must the first brood of the Corvax be subject to this humiliation? This unending mortification of our very souls? Did you know that here there is only a continental buffet breakfast and no room service?
Yes. The Cozy Night budget hotel chain was never one of my preferred suppliers. I can only apologise for my successor's lack of consideration.
The most basic rights granted to the vilest prisoners in the deepest Corvax dungeons are denied to us.
Not even basic tea-making facilities. But I can help you. There. Travel kettle.
This is the least you can do. When will this be remedied? When will Torchwood do what it promised?
I'm afraid things have been taken out of my hands.
Humans. They cannot be trusted.
Only certain humans.
Rachel Allen, the girl from the restaurant.
Might we speak frankly, Lord Milladar?
Milladar, Winstra, turn that off.
Why don't you both go to the vending machine in the foyer? Here, £2 each.
This is not an acceptable situation for me or my brood.
I quite agree. And I'm here to tell you in no uncertain terms that it would never have happened if I were still in charge.
You have lost your authority. What use are you to me?
I can tell you the truth. And I would hope that in turn, you might appreciate my position. As I understand from your planet's history, the First Brood have experienced hostile takeovers firsthand.
They have always been dealt with by blood. My family's word was law on Corvax.
And I'm sure it will be again, but this is no longer my call. Your safe return to your military escort in exchange for weapons technology salvaged by my operatives. You were never my hostages. You were always my guests. I'm afraid Rachel Allen takes a more pragmatic view.
Rachel Allen?
Oh, she's very capable. A shrewd operator. But she doesn't appreciate the niceties.
Not like you.
No. I think if you have a complaint, you should make it clear. And I can at least help you to do that. Call this a token of my goodwill.
You have more of these weapons. You will fight alongside us?
No, my hands are tied. I'm simply suggesting you take your concerns to the top. Make them listen. I may not have any influence any longer, but I can put you in touch with someone off the grid who can supply many, many more.
What are you offering? Speak plainly.
You don't want to walk up to Torchwood's door with nothing but your metaphorical tentacles in your hand. Here.
What is this?
An address. And a key. There'll be someone waiting there who can help. Don't worry about the cost. It's all taken care of. My way of personally apologizing for any indignity.
What will we find there? More empty gestures? More kettles?
I think we know each other better than that, Milladar. You've been stuck watching 24-hour rolling news for the last 3 months. If you've taken anything from your time here, you'll have learnt this. Nothing gets the attention of the human race more effectively than a show of force.
I would slit their torsos and remove their spines.
Then you need to make sure Rachel Allen knows exactly what's at stake.
Rachel, mind if I...
Oh, I always have time for you, Yanto. My eyes and ears. There's no problem with Searchlight and the Planet XXX project.
Oh, no. All full steam ahead on that front. I'm just slightly concerned that some of Torchwood's other interests are being neglected. There are stirrings underground.
Hmm? What kind of stirrings?
Some of the agents are losing contact with their informants. And those that are still in touch, well, they're finding their CIs aren't being quite so cooperative.
Why not? We're not paying them enough.
Not so much as that, but...
As what?
What I mean is, they might be a little uncomfortable with new management.
What are you saying?
Yvonne had a certain way of doing things.
Yvonne's gone.
I know. And that might be part of the problem.
What problem? Me being in charge? That's a problem now, is it? For alien scum?
They don't have a problem with you being in charge, per se. Their issue is more that Yvonne isn't in charge anymore.
If any slimy interloper has an issue, they're welcome to take it up with me in person. I may have to review all cooperation with non-terrestrial life forms to take a more proactive view on forcible repatriation.
I'll make a note.
Yeah.
Let the liaison department know.
Speaking of which, any word from the Millers?
No. They've stopped returning our calls.
Right, I'll get Kieran onto it. Something important?
No. Just my flatmate.
Oh, how is Jürgen?
Soren.
Oh, yeah. Sounds important. Perhaps you've run out of loo rolls.
It's, I'm sure it'll be nothing. He always panics.
That's all right. I've got these latest scans from Searchlight to go through. Planet XXX readings. Mr. Pierce thinks there's a probe in orbit. I'll let him blow it up, shall I?
If you think that's best. In fact, I could go let him know now, myself.
Yeah, definitely loo rolls.
Yanto, how are you? Not avoiding me, are you?
Unknown number, calling 10 times this morning. I had an idea who it might be.
I could have been selling insurance.
What are you doing? Don't you remember what happened on the bus? I was in her office when you rang, Yvonne. I've literally just stepped outside.
Yanto, that is not her office.
I know. Just a minute. I'm going somewhere else.
Good. Now, I'm heading for a quiet cash point near Leicester Square, off St. Martin's Lane. I've been able to get hold of funds via other means until now, but I need a tad more to tide me over. So if you could pop downstairs to facilities and do your little trick with a...
No!
I beg your pardon.
I can't. Sorry, it's just that...
Just what? Leander, there's a terrible echo. Have you taken me into the toilet?
Sorry, yes, but no, I can't do it.
One favour. That's all I ask. Well, two, actually. Or possibly more. I have a strategy in place. Several strategies. I'm 99.9% certain that one of them will reap a return.
I can't. I can't be helping you with strategies. Rachel wants you dead.
I am painfully aware of that fact. But we can't give Miss Allen everything she wants, can we?
She's watching everything. Money, communications. It's an obsession. Micromanagement. You can't switch a light on in here without a report landing on her desk.
And you need to be careful. And I know you know how to be careful, Yanto.
I can't do it. Please, Yvonne, don't ask me to.
But I am asking you. There's no one else.
What about Thomas?
You're joking.
Kieran, then.
Compromised. Last time we saw each other, he was pointing a gun at my skull. She's wrapped them all around her little finger.
But me, I mean... I went out with her. On dates. We... You know.
And then you stopped, because you know what she's like. Nobody knows Rachel Allen quite as well as you do. Except perhaps me. Only I found out a little too late. Right now, Yanto, there's literally no one else I can turn to. No one I trust more in that organization than you.
But Yvonne...
Just now, when you realized it was me calling, you could have handed your phone straight over to her. But you didn't. That's why I know I can ask you.
Oh, I don't know. It's too much of a risk.
Some risks are worth taking. Think of everything I've done for you. Lisa, the new coffee grinder. I got you this job in the first place.
That was Bev.
Oh, Bev didn't want you back for a second interview. Your CV crossed my desk and I saw your potential. Haven't I always made a point of looking out for you? Little boy lost, adrift in the big city.
But after everything has happened...
She's poison, Yanto, and you know it. More than that, you've tasted it. I'd say it's time to decide whose team you're really on.
This is all I'm asking for now. I'm almost at the machine. Look, some imbecile is ahead of me, but it shouldn't take too long.
I beg your pardon.
I'll leave it with you to do the right thing. 2 minutes. How long does it take to press a button? Enter a 4-digit number. Just take your money, that's it. Oh, you're not entering nuclear release codes.
You're very rude.
Rude? I'm not even trying. Excuse me. Card. Money. Go.
What? But you're not even putting your card in.
Go away. Oh, yeah. Good boy.
Relaxing again.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a day. Any luck?
Any luck?
You know, with...
Hit me with a Max Espresso, Valley boy. Oh, those big bazookas really pack some firepower. You need to stay awake. You don't want to end up like G-section.
Here you go. Bit late for you, Tom. Thought you'd be home by now.
No, oh, we barely started breaking in the new batch. Fresh from the 10th floor. All powered up and ready to go. You should come over and have a bang on one, Yanto. Make a man of you.
Oh, there's nothing I like more than to see a man with a powerful weapon in his hands. I do like to see how he handles it.
Oh, do you now?
I expect that when yours goes off, it makes a terrific mess everywhere.
Well, I've never had any complaints, Bombay Spice.
Cock. So, does that mean you'll think about the reference?
He's staying late. Thomas never stays late. Unless he's, you know, pissed.
Pierce is happy playing with his phallic substitutes. He'd do that all night.
Actually, it's gone 6. Why are you still here?
You must have missed the memo. At this time of crisis, it's expected of everyone.
Crisis? What crisis?
Well, Rachel Allen raised alert levels to orange on day one.
That was supposed to be temporary. Well, she settled in.
Well, little Miss Control Freak has settled in now. And what's more, she wants all of us in admin to stay late too. You know, Dina's lot in accounts are up in arms. Compulsory overtime. We're not even on operations. And I'm missing Tuesday night aquasites. Oh, you should see the talent in the pool, I'm telling you. 1 month's notice. I'm gone.
I'll say something.
Even if the gym doesn't work out, my CV's in with tooting temps. Worst comes to worst... I can put that fetish mask to good use. Now, 200 quid an hour, some of those girls are...
Honestly, G, it won't come to that. I'm going to have a word with Rachel.
You don't have to. Not for me.
No, I'm doing it for me. Rachel, you did say any time...
Yes, of course. Sit down. What can I do for you?
People aren't happy.
People are never happy. When people are happy, that's when the trouble starts.
All right. Let me put it another way. Some of us are a bit concerned.
We are us, Yanto. They are them.
The staff downstairs are worried. They don't all like having to do what's been asked of them.
Then they need reminding. They all have a duty to Queen and country. That was made clear in no uncertain terms when they were employed by Torchwood. They didn't have a gun to their heads when they signed the contracts. Well, not all of them.
Yes, I know. But some of the admin people, well, they're just the ones who print out forms, buy the stationery. The people who open the doors.
Oh, I see. This is coming from Miss Arbead, isn't it? Front of house, too much responsibility for her.
No, it's coming from loads of the staff. They're all on edge. Changes in the way you work can be a bit unsettling. They're quite a sensitive lot.
Sensitive? I've been to First Thursday of the Month karaoke. Once. Oh,
can't you see it's different for them? It's just a job. Covers the rent, pays the bills. Funds a pretty major alcohol dependency in some cases. What I'm saying is, they don't necessarily buy into the whole company ethos. Not the way you do. We do.
Then perhaps they should. Your little friend on reception. It's not as if she doesn't know what we do here. It's a little late for her to get cold feet.
Oh, but what we're doing has changed. Feels more military. More, I don't know, aggressive than before.
There's a reason for that. A reason Yvonne never really grasped. This is what Queen Victoria had in mind when she founded the Institute. They are out there. Torchwood has to be ready. To strike first.
Yes, I get all that. We eliminate threats, contain and remove, and then take whatever technology we can salvage to use in defence of the realm.
No, that's not enough anymore. We need to be preemptive.
Why change things? Why not carry on how it was?
We need to show all the aliens, the monsters out there, that we mean business. And Planet Triple X is our first target. It'll be an example. Drink.
Go on then. Just a small one.
It's lonely up here. Never expected it to be quite so lonely.
But you chose to make it like this. Why change? Why do it at all if it's so hard?
Oh, bless you. Yanto from the valleys. Just getting to London was enough for you, wasn't it? Not me.
Would it help if you could talk? You can talk. To me, I mean.
You might be right. It might help. Given you and I have a history, I see no reason why not. Here. You're asking me why I'm doing this. Why I'm here at all. Well, it was all because of my father. My dad, Howard Allen. He was the most brilliant man in the world. Everyone's dad is, aren't they?
Most people's, I suppose.
Well, mine was. He read me stories every night when I was little. Alien adventures. Tales of stars and wonder. War of the Worlds, oh, I remember that one. Horsell Common. That capsule unscrewing. Oh, it gives me shivers just to think. Don't be scared, Rachel, he used to tell me. That's just a story. The real ones might be friendly. Got that wrong.
What happened?
He was a passerby. That's all. Howard Allen, from Hebden Bridge, visiting the big city. He went for a coffee between meetings. Got caught in the crossfire. Torchwood were taking down a cybernetic warrior. It crashed in Wapping. Howard Allen was one of several fatalities that day.
Go!
I think they blamed a gas explosion.
Hostile down, I repeat, hostile down!
Here's a statistic now. And those records down in the basement. A number. A case file. I looked it up.
As far as I can tell, aliens pass through for any number of reasons. Curiosity, accident, take wrong turns. Interstellar travel is a pretty dangerous occupation. Things go wrong with their ships. They can go mad if they're scared. Feel threatened. Lash out. I don't think he meant to kill him.
Well, that makes it worse. It's a non-event. The most brilliant man in the world is dead and there's no good reason.
I'm sorry. I don't think it could have been prevented. There's nothing you could do. Nothing anyone could have done. I'm sorry.
I worked it out. I cross-referenced the files, the date, the location, and this is where it came from. Planet Triple X. And there've been several contacts since.
I understand now.
So, my first priority is to seek out and find any member of that race and wipe it off the face of the cosmos.
Is that fair? To have everyone here focus on that one threat? It's not really what we're here for.
No, but it's what I'm here for. There. I told you I'd tell you everything, didn't I? Back on that away day. Well, now I have.
I see.
Do you? Yanto, could you do me a favour, please?
Yes.
Retcon yourself. It'll be better for both of us if you forget the last 10 minutes ever happened. I've got a minimum dosage here.
Yeah, sure. I'll just go to my office.
I'd rather see you do it. Here, now. You do understand, Yanto?
Of course.
These 9 p.m. debriefs are part of our culture now. We are Torchwood. We do not sleep.
Bet she kept you up all night, George.
Don't know what you mean, Tommy.
Don't go all shy on us now, Yanto. We know what you've been up to. Or does she retcon you after every...
Shh! She's speaking.
As of tomorrow, I am raising the threat alert over and above orange. But we remain below red, for now.
What's that then? A kind of burnt sienna?
More a sort of ochre, hopefully.
She's right. We need to go and take them down. We're always under threat. We just didn't realise. Frost, did you get those charts finished?
I'm giving you one night off the final data sweeps. We're taking the servers offline for maintenance while top-tier management cover some vital security issues. So you should all be out of here within the hour. But I expect you back in to relieve the night shift tomorrow at 6 a.m. sharp. Good night, Torchwood.
Finally!
6 o'clock in the morning.
A witch lets us sleep.
You can go home. I can't.
Yeah. What's that security thing?
No idea. Special meeting with the heads of departments.
George, put that girl down and hurry up. Kieran's office pronto.
See you tomorrow.
If you're lucky.
She's done all that.
Thank you, Kieran.
I didn't know you were doing this.
Yeah, Kieran's been my special boy for this project. He's proven very adept at tracking down our ex-boss, rather than, say, letting her sleep on his sofa.
It was one night.
Yeah, well. It's quite apparent Yvonne Hartmann is still at large and dangerous. Her objectives could not be clearer.
Good Lord, she's gone completely tonto.
Now, Kieran has built up a pattern of Yvonne's movements and engagements. We've tried all the usual methods of termination, but she's gone to ground. It's clear she is now relying on parties hostile to Torchwood for help staying out of our reach.
More than that, she's arming the buggers.
You think she wants to start a war? With us?
Yvonne is not exactly known for letting things lie.
She can't really do anything, can she? She's just one woman against an entire organisation.
I'm very pleased to hear that you believe that's the case.
What the
What's
hell?
That?
Oh, no. God.
Seal the front doors. Mr. Pierce, Mr. Frost, let's take this to the viewing balcony. Yanto, get down to operations.
This is where the Torchwood scum who insult us are hiding. We will have satisfaction. You would treat my brood like offal. Keep us buried away in that pit. Disrespected. Ignored. There was no minibar! They charge for extra towels!
All, Mr. Miller, all of you, take one step back. I order you to step back and put down your weapons.
I am Millidor of the First Brood of Korvax. We do not take orders from human insects!
You and your people have everything you need, Thomas. It's clear these animals won't listen to reason.
Oh yes, these beauties will most definitely do the job.
Tower. I will do so in 30 seconds. Unless Rachel Allen comes out and speaks to me. Even then,
I will not answer unless she kneels before me and begs for forgiveness.
Mr. Pierce, fire at will. How are we in operations, Jones?
We've sent word to the regular emergency services to stand down. Most of our staff are waiting in the foyer for the all clear. I'll organise a clean-up team for out front. Hopefully we can have the place scrubbed by morning.
Well, in that case, I think we can send everyone else home. The Millers are certainly no threat to us now.
Wait.
What's that?
Unknown signal. Oh. 5th Space Legion of the Korvax homeworld. A heavily armed, heavily manned military fleet. The general is in the upper atmosphere and signalling. We knew they were on their way. The handover. You had the briefing yesterday.
I know. Just let me think for a moment.
Hey, what did you make of that, Valley boy? Got the blood pumping, I can tell you. Any more for any more?
Well, it may not have been the wisest of ideas.
Yes! Thomas! You might be in luck.
No, you can't be serious.
Ready the Jathar weapon system.
The sunglider beam? But that's...
Shut up, Yanto. Thomas, no buts from you, I take it?
Absolutely not. Been dying to have a blast on that one.
Target the lead Korvax ship.
Right.
Rachel, don't do this.
It didn't work.
They had some kind of shielding. Nothing we've ever seen before.
The Korvax fleet is descending through the upper atmosphere. They'll be overhead in minutes. And you just tried to blow them up.
That's it. I will not have us threatened on our own planet. Is this thing on?
Attention, Torchwood. We are moving to Code Red. Full alert. All the weapons training and testing we've been investing in will now pay off. Report to your section leaders for armaments and further instructions.
Good show! We'll get them tooled up and... What are the further instructions?
I don't know. Fight! Kill the aliens! Do what's necessary! Break out everything from the weapon stores!
We don't know how all that stuff works! We killed half an away day testing them. You can't just hand them out like lollipops.
Good point. The ships are coming down. They're closing. And they're bloody enormous. What do we do against that?
I'm not sure, but I think you might have just started Earth's first interplanetary war.
Yes, it's been a while. Oh, new shoes, Samir. They're paying you too much. Good evening, Galerana. How's the cat?
Evening, Yvonne. He's fine.
And the bondage dungeon. Getting stains out of that leather must be a nightmare. Don't worry. You don't need to let me in. We're in situation code red. Fingerprints, retina. It all works automatically. Emergency override. Hartman. Yvonne.
No! Why is she here? Hey, don't let her in!
Too late, I'm afraid. Code Red allows me everywhere. Oh, you didn't know how to change the emergency codes? Bless. You probably didn't even know there were emergency codes. Is operation still along here? Hope you haven't changed too much while I took my sabbatical.
Stop! I order you to stop!
Hello, Dina. Lovely hair. New look for you.
What is she doing?
By the way, Miss Allen, any chance I can resign now?
Oh.
Bloody hell! Ivan!
He's had a gun in your hand, Thomas, or are you just pleased to see me?
What in the name of blasted buggerations is going on?
I'll take that for now, Tommy, shall I?
But she's...
I think the word you're looking for is back, Thomas!
What the...
Here, I picked you up a little something on my sojourn outside these walls. Those Spanish cigarillos you like.
Oh, I was told you were persona non grata.
You don't want to believe everything you're told, especially not here. Come on, you've been tortured long enough to know that.
You were fraternizing with the aliens.
A deep cover operation. Deep, deep cover. To flush out some undesirables. Fortunately, I'm here to save the day. Yanto, signal the callbacks, General.
Already opened a channel.
That's my boy. You know what to say. Thomas, would you send your team to pick up the first brood's remains? Miladar's head should do it.
Righto.
She's here!
Yvonne?
Kieran! How did you not know she was on her way?
Rachel, keep quiet while I deal with this emergency. Could somebody turn off those sirens? I can't hear myself think. Hillary, call the PM and pop him on hold. Grant, be a darling and fetch me a fresh pot of coffee. I need you here, Ianto. Alex, print me off the Corvax technology listings, everything we're asking for. And Kieran...
Yvonne?
You can just stand there looking hunky. It's what you do best.
I'm in charge! They won't all just jump when you say...
Yes, miss, I'm on it.
Oh, yes, they will. You see, there's one big difference between when you're in charge and when I'm in charge, Miss Allen. They like me.
Message sent to the General, awaiting response.
You can't talk to those monsters! They're about to attack!
And whose fault would that be? Let's take this somewhere quiet, Rachel. Shall we step into monitoring?
What are you doing?
You think you're having a bad day? No, you have no idea.
You can't just walk in here and take over!
Haven't you been paying attention? I just did.
You armed the first brood! You sent them here! And now the Corvax fleet is about to blast us to hell! You caused this situation!
Well, don't feel too bad about Miladar. He would have tried something, one day. You can call that a preemptive shot. Yes?
The Corvax General is signalling.
Excellent. I'll be right there. Come to monitoring and update Miss Allen, Ianto.
What's happening? Why aren't they firing?
Well, if all's gone to plan, we're about to get some very good news. Excuse me. I just need to pop out and save the world.
Remarkable, Yvonne. They've sent a note to say thank you.
Of course. You can stand down the weapons. Get them back into testing where they belong. Tell everyone the emergency is over.
We'll be cracking open the fizz tonight.
I don't understand.
Kieran, you poor boy. How are you? We should have a word. I'm very impressed, you know. A couple of times out there, you very nearly got me.
How did...
Now, I know you don't remember the exact circumstances surrounding my temporary departure, but I don't want you blaming yourself.
But...
Let's just say someone had to take responsibility for a small breakdown in safety procedures which led to an unfortunate incident. But after an exhaustive investigation, it's clear blame lies elsewhere. Don't worry. It's not your fault, Kieran.
Oh. Right. Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you.
Rachel? You all right?
She did all this. She knew.
Korvac's military staged a coup on the homeworld. They wanted the first family dead. You actually did their job for them.
I shot at their ship.
Victory celebration. Yvonne told them it was all for show. Gave them the Jathar frequencies to tune their shields. Like a gun salute they could drive through. They're actually quite keen on that kind of thing.
You didn't tell me.
I only found out a few days ago. I told Yvonne.
You deceived me.
No, Rachel. I just didn't tell you. Now we've got access to tech and weapons we've never had before. And they have their royal's head on a plate. Everybody's happy. Well, maybe not Militar.
You. Yanto. You were disloyal to me.
What you were doing was wrong. Cruel. I can't ever forgive you for sacrificing Pippa in the name of a personal vendetta. Oh, and I'd already slipped a neutralizing tablet into that retcon you made me drink, in case you were wondering. One thing I've realized working here, you need to keep a cool head. If you don't, well, people die. I'm sorry. I had to choose a side.
So do I.
No, that's one of Thomas's guns. Rachel, wait!
I'm not waiting.
We'll need all new windows on the upper floors.
Doors.
Hartman!
I'm sorry. Are you addressing me?
You did this. You were prepared to burn that family just for the sake of your career.
The successful progress of my career is what keeps this planet turning. I'd say it's quite high on our list of priorities.
That's not what Torchwood is for. It's not just run for your benefit. This is a betrayal.
Betrayal? Don't talk to me about betrayal. Shall we step into my office? Now, I don't believe for one second you're going to shoot me in the face with that thing. For a start, you're holding it upside down. Oh. And I know you're someone who likes answers, Rachel. That's what brought you here in the first place. Well, you've certainly made inroads into my whiskey. Besides, Ianto Jones is on his way to this office with a security detail who will incinerate it if I'm dead.
So this is it. Now you're back. You're going to kill me.
Why would I do that? It would be a waste of a perfectly good operative. If there's one thing I value, it's my people. I'll put the gun down, Rachel. I know you'd rather be holding this.
Thank you. There is a reason for me doing all of this. Why I'm here at all. It wasn't just for nothing, you know.
I already know.
You see, it was all because of my father.
And I don't care.
What then? What are you going to do? Me.
I've already done it. Let me take that. Victorian crystal. Don't want to ruin the set.
Oh, my drink. Oh.
She's fully under. Deep retcon ready? Where do we start?
Remove the last 6 months. And anything to do with her father. Oh, actually, let's not beat about the bush. Make her an orphan.
Harsh.
Do we want her to have an underlying personality issue from one absent parent?
No.
Then best make it both. I know you're triggered too, Ianto. The need to please. And you've done a sterling job of pleasing me. My faith in you was not misplaced. And I'm never wrong about people. Yeah, well, almost never. Now fetch me one of your lovely coffees, would you? I've got some catching up to do.
Station is Canary Wharf. Change here for DLR.
please stand back and allow the passengers to exit first?
Well, here I am. Canary Wharf, the tallest building in the country. A building that reaches for the stars, where the human race reaches for adventure before adventure comes to find us. My name is Rachel Allen, and I'm Torchwood.
Good morning, miss. Welcome to Waters and Hunt. How may I help you?
I have an appointment with Mr. Sands.
Well done, Miss Allen. Yanto here will be looking after you.
Hello, Rachel. Good to have you on board. Now, they told you where your office is?
My first day at work, and I'm almost late to the big morning meeting. There's been some top-secret undercover training operation going on. Wonder why it was.
Good morning! Good morning! We have all done fantastically well. I have to say, Torchwood 1 passed the emergency exercise with flying colours. We can all give ourselves a pat on the back. Go on, do it. All of you, reach around and pat yourselves on the... Oh, yes. Could someone pat Jeffrey on the back? Yes, that's it. Now, give yourselves a round of applause. Enough. Now, we get on with the job. We are Torchwood. Queen and country rely on us. Speaking of which, Yanto, check my diary. Squeeze in a visit to the palace at the earliest opportunity. Her Majesty will be missing our little chairs. Thank you, everybody. Let's keep Great Britain safe.
So, here I am in my office. They can never run out of supplies. Paper, pens, printer ink. Every little cog is needed to keep things running. I just need to start an inventory, get things organised.
Everything all right, Rachel?
All is great, Mr. Jones. That's Yanto. He's ever so sweet. But he's seeing a girl down in acquisitions. Lisa, I think it was. She's nice too. Who'd have thought? Mum and Dad would be so proud if they'd ever known. If I'd ever known them. Still, mustn't be down. I'm sure I'll make lots of new friends. Everyone seems so nice. And the lady in charge, Yvonne Hartman? Well, she's the nicest of them all.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Torchwood, Visiting Hours.
Ow! If you're going to use me as a punching gun, would you mind giving me a bit of warning?
All right, ma'am. Which way? Left or right?
Where are you going, Mr. Williams? There's no way out. You know that.
Nurse, hold down his arms. He's waking up. We need to increase the dosage of Halon. I said we need to increase his dosage of Halon.
What is it?
There's no easy way of saying this. It's a killer robot from the future.
Run!
Ah! 20 seconds till the bridge closes.
Sorry, gentlemen. You're on your own.
Freeze! I'm scared.
Please, close your eyes. Close your eyes, ma'am, please.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Well, the chicken was a bit dry, but we had a lovely rhubarb crumble for afters.
back? Jack, can you hear me? Please?
Well, hello, soldier. Are you all settled in?
Life is about choices. Who gets to live? Who gets to die?
Sometimes you can't save everyone, and you can't let the past haunt you.
Who we love, who we hate.
What are you? Some kind of superhero? What? With superhuman strength?
Play your cards right, Alonzo, and you'll find out later.
Our choices shape the future of the universe.
You're caught up in something here, something big, and you need to watch your back.
Once, long ago, on the planet Earth, a remarkable woman was about to make a very important decision.
Coming summer 2017, the lives of Captain Jack.
Actually, I'll just have the omelette, watching my figure. Does come with chips, doesn't it?